Wausau putting up six in the first, put up two runs in every inning since. Innings two through seven have all been two-run frames. The 1-0 pitch. Going outside for ball two. For Weisinger, this is his seventh game worked in this season. Brings a 2-0 record to the table and a 4.7 ERA and a 1.7 whip across 7 2/3 innings pitched. 2-0, misses up and away. Three balls, no strikes to the count now. Last worked an inning that faced six hitters against Madison back at home on the 4th of July. Jack gave up two hits and two earned runs, did not walk or strike out a Mallard hitter. The 3-0 pitch here from Weisinger. Misses up for ball four. Galvin drawing a four-pitch walk to lead off this eighth inning. Similar to a lot of the other pitchers that have worked today for the Raptors, with the exception of Matt Hurd, everyone who has pitched today has not faced Wausau prior to today. It would be tough for Jacob Smoot to have faced Wausau before today because he was just added to the roster yesterday, joining the team for the second half. Juan Berrios, three innings, and Nick Perry just finished up three innings of work as well. The right-hander from Colorado State Pueblo, 67 pitches thrown, just like for Juan Berrios. Seven hits, six runs, four of them earned allowed for Perry today. He walked two and did not strike out a woodchuck hitter. First pitch breaking ball from Weisinger to the left-handed hitting Colin Brigham, and misses low and outside for ball one. Brigham has scored three different times today. Last time up, a two-run jack. No doubt shot to right field. Swinging away at this one. Liner down the right field line. That would be just foul. Had a chance of sneaking over the wall. It would have been extra bases for Brigham. Instead, down evens 1-1. You're on the cleanup hitter in the Wausau order. Brigham also hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Grounded out to second base in the second. Did the same thing in the third, but drove in a run while doing so. A five-pitch walk and scored back in the fifth as well to go along with that two-run jack that he hit in the bottom of inning number six. Weisinger looking to generate a ground ball here from the middle of this Wausau order. Right-hander set, first base side of the rubber, the 1-1 pitch. Now it misses low for ball two. Matt Hurd got the start here today. The North Georgia product only faced the first two hitters. Left after throwing nine pitches, dealing with something on his hand. The 2-1 pitch, driven in the air, left field. Gaz giving track out in front of the fence, and he makes the grab. Staying with it along the wall to secure it for the first out of the inning. Almost another home run off the bat of Brigham. Instead, Landon Gaz is there to secure the first out of the inning. Austin Deering has reached twice today, but will be lifted for a pitch hitter on this Wausau bench. That's Luke Pemberton, the Pepperdine product and a redshirt junior from Boulder, Colorado. Luke Pemberton will be in his fourth game of the season. He's 3-for-10 in his first 10 at-bats and has scored twice, has driven in a run as well. He has had a hit in every single game that he has played in thus far. Pinch hit at-bat against Green Bay on the road to begin his tenure here in the Northwoods League and with the Woodchucks. That 8-1 win at Capital Credit Union Park. The 8-7 win, he went 1-for-5 with a run scored and went 1-for-4 with a run scored yesterday in the loss against the Dock Spiders. The mound visit right now, I should say, the meeting between our three umpires here today. Gavin Holdgreave behind home plate. Chris Castro down the first baseline. Daniel Roberts down the third baseline. Was something brought up by Corey Thompson saying that Landon Gaz brought the ball out of play with him beyond the fence line down in left field after making that grab of the fly ball hit by Colin Brigham for the first out of the inning. After the meeting, the umpires are going to just hold the runner at first, being Max Galvin. Pemberton listed as a first baseman, the redshirt junior, getting a chance here to hit against the Raptors late in this one. A 15-run lead playing out in California. And Pepperdine staying out on the West Coast for his collegiate baseball. 2024 started in 42 games, played in 47 total. Huge increase from his sophomore season in 2023. Pemberton, a 252 hitter at Pepperdine this past spring, slugged 344 and got on base at a 362 clip. Still yet to have a college home run, though. First pitch from Weisinger to him misses low and gets away from the catcher, Casso, advancing to second on the wild pitch is Galvin. He gets down there anyways. It'll be a 1-0 count here on the right-handed hitting Pemberton. Pemberton drove in 21 runs this past spring. I should have corrected. He did have two home runs this year. Eight doubles as well. 150 at-bats. Collected 38 hits and scored 20 times. The 1-0 pitch fouled straight back. Down evens 1-1. In his sophomore season, he made 10 starts at a 271 average in 26 total games played in, 13 hits and 48 at-bats. Made just one start his freshman year. Played in 9 games and had 5 at-bats, but did not collect a hit. 32 RBIs in total in his 3 years of college baseball. 1-1 breaking ball misses down in the dirt from Weisinger. Count now 2-1. So his junior is in the on-deck circle, and he is out on deck. He's been the player to watch today here for the Woodchucks. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on that fastball from Weisinger. Count evens 2-2. Chance for Weisinger to record the second out of the bottom of the eighth frame right here. The payoff pitch. Fastball got him looking. Down on strikes. Pemberton, first punch out for Weisinger in the ballgame in the second out of the eighth inning. Max Solis Jr., 4 hits, 5 plate appearances today, and he's reached in all 5 trips to the dish. Solo home run to lead off the previous inning. Weisinger's set, righty on righty battle, looks back at second, the first pitch home to Solis Jr. This is up and in for ball 1. Solis Jr. also a 2-run double back in the first. He singled in the second, began the fourth by drawing a 6-pitch walk, and he later scored, also singled in the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch. On the inside corner, hit high in the air, deep left field. Did he do it again? Yes, he did. It's a 2-home run game for Max Solis Jr., and it is now 20-3 Wausau. Second home run in as many innings for Solis Jr. It's about as good of a day as you can have at the dish. Should no doubt be the Northwoods League Player of the Day here on this Sunday afternoon. Woodchucks lead it by 17. Sam Fisher has scored twice and has driven in a run in this ball game, collected an extra base hit, that being a double in the fourth inning. Weisinger set, first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires to the left hand and hitting Fisher. It misses outside for ball 1. We've hit the 3-hour mark here at the park today. You now look at it, that is another 2-run inning thus far for Wausau. Just 1 out in the inning as the 1-0 breaking ball from Weisinger is called a strike. I should say 2 outs in the inning, a flyout and a punch out for the right-hander. Base side of the rubber, the 1-1. Another backdoor breaking ball that Weisinger doesn't get to land. It's ball 2. 6 in the first, and now 2 runs in innings 2-8 for these Woodchucks. Down to the count, 2-1. Weisinger looking to get right back into it here, the next delivery. On the outside corner, just misses. It's now 3-1. Three balls and a strike here on Sam Fisher, looking to reach for the third time in this ball game. Weisinger's 3-1 home. This is up and away for ball 4. 5-pitch walk issued, and the inning continues for the Woodchucks with 2 down. Brady Jurgella, a couple of doubles in his last 2 at-bats. An RBI, 2 bagger in the fifth. doubled as well an inning ago. He reached on a six-pitch walk and scored his lone run of the ball game back in the first. Leading off first, Fisher being held on by Schaefer. Another righty on lefty battle for Weisinger here. The first pitch. This is up and away on a fastball for ball one. Vance Sheehan in the on-deck circle for the Woodchucks. Top of the order to follow with Isaac Webb. Sixth hitter of the inning in the box here for the Woodchucks, that being Jurgella. 1-0 delivery. This one served up on the ground over to second. McElpatrick fields and throws to first in time. That'll end the inning. Another two-run frame for the Woodchucks. A two-run blast from Max Solis Jr., his second of the game and in as many innings. 23 the score through eight innings of play here in Athletic Park. We'll be back in just a couple minutes for the top of the ninth on your home for After Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the Bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the ninth here in Wausau. New pitcher into the ball game, the right-handed freshman from Amherst, Wisconsin. And the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, Ben Lee. David Morrissey's day is done. Three innings of work for the southpaw out of the bullpen for the Woodchucks. No hits, no runs allowed. A walk at two punchouts. He was very efficient as well. 30 pitches thrown. 23 the score. Andy Ockham returning back to you right here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Jack Weisinger, 22 pitches thrown in that bottom of the eighth inning. One hit. Two runs allowed. That was that two-run homer, second of the ballgame, in as many innings for Max Solis Jr. Two walks and a strikeout as well for the San Carlos, California native. A pinch hitter to lead off this inning in the spot of Aiden Teal. That is Kyler McIntosh. Coming in here in the top of the ninth inning. Three runs on seven hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 20 runs on 15 hits, no errors for Wausau. First pitch from the right-hander, Lee, misses well up high for ball one. At McIntosh on the season entering this ball game, one of the available position players on the shelf for Kirk Schreider here today. This is his 26th game played in on the season as the 1-0 pitch misses high. Played in the ball game last night, went 1-for-5, a run scored and a double for McIntosh, his fifth double of the season. 2-0 pitch, a fastball in there for a called strike. Lee threw in 10 innings, 6 appearances, and made a start in his freshman season at Division III UW-Whitewater this past spring. High fastball there in the 2-1, swinging right through his McIntosh. It's now 2-2. A 1-0 record for Lee. Allowed 15 earned runs on 16 hits in those 10 innings. 2-2. Fastball rolled over on the ground, foul out in front of the Woodchuck dugout down the third baseline. Rafters scored their first run of the ballgame in the fifth. And they were trailing 12-0. A solo no-doubt blast to left field by Grayson Schaefer. His third of the season. They added two more in the sixth. 2-2 again. Another rolled over, foul on the ground down the third base side. Woodchucks got out to a hot start, putting up six in the home half of the first inning and have scored exactly two innings in every inning since, innings 2 through 8. All two-run frames for Wausau. Another 2-2 in this battle between Bentley and Kyler McIntosh, the payoff. Breaking ball, and another one tapped foul. Good fight here from Kyler off the Raptor bench. Landon Gaz on deck. Jorge Degatti's spot in the 8 hole to follow. We'll see if Jorge actually gets the plate appearance or not. Lee comes set out of the windup, has his signals from Solis Jr. The next 2-2. Breaking ball, top of the zone in there for a called strike 3. McIntosh down on strikes. Lee, this is his seasonal debut as well here in Wausau. They landed gas. Jorge Degatti, it is out on the on-deck circle, making sense. As mentioned, did not play in the Green Bay series, so trying to get him back into the full swing of things here. Landon Gaz entered as a pinch hitter in the top of the sixth inning in the spot of Walker Buchanan. One plate appearance, still looking for his first at-bat of the contest, though, is Gaz, as Lee starts him off with a high fastball for ball one. Gaz drew a six-pitch walk off the bench in the sixth inning. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball popped up sky-high, shallow left field. That is Sheehan, the shortstop, battling the sun and making the grab. Two up, two down here in the ninth. Raptors haven't had someone reach since Gaz's six-pitch walk back in the sixth inning. Nine straight retired by this Woodchuck bullpen. Two outs, nobody on for Jorge Degatti. First pitch to Degatti. Tie for ball one. Gotti, 1-for-3 in the ballgame, singled back in the fifth. A pitch, shot in the air, center field. That is Isaac Webb, there to make the catch and end the ballgame. The final here today in Wausau. It's the Woodchucks 20 and the Raptors 3. We'll be back in a couple minutes for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state. And it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade. And if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To 3, the final today back here in Athletic Park. Unfortunately, not the Rafters' day. Wausau, 20 runs on 15 hits, no errors, and 9 left on base. 3 runs on 7 hits in air and 4 left on base for your Rafters. Andy Ochner, voice of the Rafters, returning to you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thank you so much for hanging out, spending your Sunday afternoon right here with us. Wausau got the scoring started with a 6 spot in the bottom of the first, in which they sent 10 to the plate. From there, it was 2 runs in every single inning the rest of the way, from innings 2 to 8. Max Solis Jr. was the player to watch this afternoon for the Woodchucks. A 5-hit game, he reached in all 6 of his plate appearances, scoring 4 times, and he hit 2 homers in consecutive innings in the 7th and 8th frame. Adding those couple of runs as well, you saw a 2-run homer in the 6th from Colin Brigham. In his 4th game of the summer with Wausau, it was his 2nd long ball of the summer. Raptors had a long ball as well. Their lone run to score in the top of the 5th came off the bat of Grayson Schaefer to begin the frame, the Boise, Idaho native. A no-doubt solo home run over the left field wall that made it 12-1 at the time. Wisconsin Rapids would add 2 more in the 6th inning. That's really all she wrote here for today. Matthew Hurd got the start for the Rafters, was only able to face the first 2 hitters in the ballgame, left due to an injury early on in the top of the first. Jacob Smoot, the left-hander from Burleson, Texas, in Richmond College, made his Rafter debut through an inning, that being the first, getting all 3 of those outs. He surrendered 2 hits, giving up 4 earned runs. He walked 2 and struck out 2, throwing 41 pitches. From there, it was 3 innings, each for Juan Berrios and Nick Perry, both pitchers throwing 67 tosses in their outings here today. Berrios giving up 5 hits, 6 earned runs, walking 5 and striking out 1. Perry giving up 7 hits, 6 runs. 4 of them were earned. He walked 2 and did not strike out 1. Jack Weisinger threw that bottom of the 8th inning, which he allowed a 2-run homer to Solis. That being the lone hit given up, he walked 2 and struck out 1. On the mound today for Wausau was the southpaw Edwin Alicia, going 5-plus, allowing 7 hits, 3 runs. All of them earned. He did not walk a Raptor hitter, and he struck out 8 on 84 pitches. From there, it was efficient work out of the bullpen from fellow left-hander on the staff, David Morrissey, going 3 innings, not allowing a hit or a run, walking 1 and striking out 2 on 30 pitches. Ben Lee, the right-hander from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater in the Amherst, Wisconsin native, got the final 3 outs of the ballgame here in the top of the 9th. Time of the game here today, 3 hours and 12 minutes, 935 people in attendance here in Athletic Park, 75 degrees and sunny at the time of the first pitch. Both starters in the decision today, Edwin Alicia the win, Matthew Hurd the loss on this Sunday matinee contest. Raptors fall to 3-2 in the first half, 18-20 overall on the season. They'll look to get it right tomorrow and split this home and home with the Woodchucks. 6:35 first pitch, our first Monday night home game of the season, first Monday home game in general from historic Witter Field. 6:25 pregame show, you know where to find us right here on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. It's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio. Once again, your box score today reading as follows. Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, 3 runs on 7 hits, an error, and 4 left on. Wausau Woodchucks, 20 runs on 15 hits, no errors, and 9 left on. As always, I've been Andy Yockum. Thank you so much for turning in and spending your Sunday afternoon listening to this presentation of Raptor Baseball. We'll see you tomorrow night back at historic Witter Field right here on WFHR.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. It's a very busy travel day as people head home from 4th of July holiday fun. This woman delayed at Tampa International.
This should be one of the busiest travel weekends, I think, in a couple years. So we expected it.
Barrel is hurling across the Gulf of Mexico on a collision course with Texas. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
It's still a tropical storm as we speak, but it will be a hurricane, and it will strengthen most likely, and it will be a deadly storm for people who are directly in that path.
President Biden today rallied in Pennsylvania to show he's fit for another 4 years in office. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham doubtful.
I believe before this is all said and done that President Biden most likely will be replaced. And Kamala Harris is going to be very vigorous, but she's for the Green New Deal. She's for Medicare for all.
Graham on CBS's Face the Nation. CBS News Brief. I'm Heather Bosch.
The Brewers trying to break a losing streak.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers could not get it done last night, scoring too little too late in a 5-3 loss to the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Dodgers' Will Smith with another home run after hitting three Friday night. Pat Murphy telling reporters before the game of a growing concern about the bullpen with relief pitchers like Elvis Peguero, Yoel Piamps needing a break. The Brewers trying to avoid being swept today by L.A. A 4-game losing streak would be their longest of the season so far. NBA Giannis Antetokounmpo leading team Greece to a 96-68 win over Slovenia. Greece now just one game away from qualifying for the Olympics. More rumors that the Bucks are shopping 36-year-old center Brook Lopez on the trade market. Lopez says he feels he still plays a unique role in Doc Rivers' game plan.
You know, you just got to be ready, be prepared. We got a ton of different shooters, but, you know, it's a pretty atypical position for a 4 or 5 to be in, even in this modern-day league.
That's the Bucks' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine and a chance of showers and storms out there. South winds and highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, more showers and storms to contend with. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower to middle 60s. It's 78 at our studios.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
crackle in the fall air. Red dirt playing on the radio. Big Dipper hanging high up there. Breathe in the backwoods and let it go.
Hey, Wisconsin, you're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. We are bringing you everything Wisconsin that you can do in the indoors, outdoors, in the kitchen. We do talk a lot about food, Danielle.
We definitely
on the
do,
show.
Joel.
We haven't quite gotten to too much food yet, but...
It's coming.
I want to say thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. This show is about equipping you and empowering you to get into the outdoors of Wisconsin. If you have questions about the outdoors, they're going to be answered. If you have questions, hit us up, listen to the show, email us, let us know what's on your mind and how you can share with us the joy of having been raised in Wisco.
Yes, you have to absolutely get to our Facebook page and give us a like. If you have any questions you want answered on the radio, just send us a message or just post a comment.
Yeah, we love talking about it. We love getting people into the outdoors who are apprehensive about it or who have not taken that step. Because I have to be honest, a lot of times it is a big step, that first step to go hunting or fishing. There are regulations involved. There are licenses involved. And that's what is so cool about our guests today, Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar from the First Hunt Foundation. Here on Raised in Wisco, we learned that the First Hunt Foundation is what it says, and that is about getting folks out there on their first hunt. The largest growing group of new hunters is women. Alex, would you say that you cater to women hunters for their first hunt, or are men allowed as well? How does it work?
So we do to both. It depends on the event that we're going to be running at that time, but we do open up to men, women, boys, and girls.
Oh, that's wonderful. And when it comes to choosing these applicants or these contestants, what do they have to do? Because I remember last time there was a process where you have to submit something. Is that still happening?
So it's event specific. Sometimes we do want the participants to already have their hunter safety certification, or we are going to be providing it. So it just depends, event specific.
Wonderful.
Okay. Now, something that I've noticed is, and I'm interested from your perspective, when someone goes on their first hunt, is that usually their first and only hunt, or do you just see a seed that is planted and blooms?
So a lot of times, and I think, Megan, you'll agree, they have had a failed first hunt.
A failed?
What do you mean by failed?
They went with someone, or they tried to go on their own.
Oh, this is prior to.
Prior to the First Hunt Foundation experience.
Yes. So they don't have the opportunities to have a mentor in their life that they feel comfortable with, or they have absolutely no one in their family that can take them. So this is kind of the perfect niche where we come in, and I said, like before, bridging that gap, and we have given them the confidence again, and they can ask questions in a no intimidation zone, no questions stupid, and we literally just hold your hand. And like I said before, we're a mentor to them for a life. Mm-hmm. They can contact us at any time. And we're not just your friend for the weekend. You're a part of the community that we grow. And we try to connect with all of our past hunters. Like this past weekend, we all went and got dinner together. And it's a community.
That's awesome.
It's a community. So we keep it going and we keep it growing.
Now, since you're keeping it growing, Megan Salazar, can you talk to me about the Polling for a Purpose event?
Yep. So Polling for a Purpose event, the reason why we're doing this is because we rely on the grant money that we get from First Hunt nationally. So Wisconsin's only allocated so much money for it. But Alex, as the state director for First Hunt, and myself as the state deputy director, we want to be able to give Wisconsin more opportunities. So we have to do our own fundraising.
Good title.
Yeah. So we are going to have Polling for a Purpose, which is going to be a sporting clays event at Milford on August 25th. It starts at 10 a.m. For $80. You can sign up and you get to shoot around a sporting clays. You get lunch at Milford. If you've ever eaten there, the food is delicious.
Oh, yes.
We're also going to have raffles. We'll have auctions. There should be some gun auctions. And we are currently looking for sponsors as well right now to help support it.
Holy cow. Well, how do people get in touch with you? I mean, this is why I love Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Alongside me is Danielle Fairman. Raised in Wisco is taking you through what you need to know to learn to get into the outdoors. And this is perfect. This is exactly what we're talking about. Are there spots available? How do you get in touch with you? How do you sponsor it? How do I, as somebody who's never gotten into the outdoors, get to be part of this event at Milford Hills on August 20th?
Yep. So you can look us up on Facebook for the First Hunt Foundation for Wisconsin. You can also look on Eventbrite. Yep, you can look on Eventbrite also, and if you look up Polling for a Purpose in Johnson Creek, that should come up as well, and you can register right online, and it'll send you the information, and you can sign up that way, and then we'll see you on the 25th of August.
Oh, man, 25th. I had it wrong.
Yep,
the 25th of August. Now, folks, when you're listening, we love you to listen when we're live on the weekends, 11 o'clock on your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. But don't be afraid to go on the civic media website, go to the podcasts. Every one of our shows on Raised in Wisco, if you miss something or forget something, go onto the podcast. You can listen again. And I'm not going to be mad at you if you listen to the show three or four times. I'm telling you, it's entertaining. You're going to learn more every time. You know, sitting here and being able to share with people in Wisconsin what this great state has to offer is literally one of the most exciting things in my life. I just turned 53 last year. I've lived the vast majority of my life in Wisconsin, and that is why Raised in Wisco is so dear to my heart. Danielle Fairman and I have been in the woods together for more than a decade. We've been chasing everything from wild turkeys to pheasants to ducks and geese, deer. It's been a fantastic ride, and that's why we're so happy to have you along here on Raised in Wisco. These women from the First Hunt Foundation talking about their event coming up on the 25th is the quintessential perfect reason to get into the outdoors. Jess, have you ever hunted? Jess, our producer, have you ever hunted?
I've never hunted.
Is it something you'd consider? Would you consider? Have you ever fired a firearm?
I've shot a BB gun at some cans in a backyard.
A Red Ryder BB gun.
Well, that is that counts as an introduction. Would you consider ever shooting like a shotgun or going to a shooting event or even coming to watch? Remember, folks, and I know you guys from the Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar from the First Hunt Foundation, I know you guys consider the levels of getting into hunting. Okay. And that's why it's exciting. We're going to talk about, and I'm excited to talk about this coming up. We're going to talk more about where that leads you and where that's led the two of you and where you started as hunters and how you guys have become such serious hunters. And I want to ask you, Megan, about that. When you see these folks and the First Hunt Foundation events that I've had the honor of being part of, I've noticed they've been mostly dominated by women, the fastest growing group of new hunters in the country and in Wisconsin, and they're having their first hunting experience. What do you see and hear from them after that experience? Is this usually going to be that's it for them, or do you see something growing and blossoming from that?
No, we definitely see something growing and blossoming from it. When we have our talks during the events, there's always like happy tears and people getting all excited and looking forward to the future. And then we get all the text messages afterwards. Like, we're constantly getting them. Hey, do you want to go shoot sporting clays with us this weekend? Or I'm trying to look for a new gun. What should I do? Like, how do I get it fitted? What should I be looking for? Things like that. So you see those little like bits where they're progressing on and they want to move forward. And then they kind of branch out where they want. I know one of our girls, she's been into competitive shooting lately too now. So I just noticed that online.
After she had a hunt
started before, but she's gotten more into the competitive shooting sports now
too.
Oh,
that's wonderful. So. And I love what Alex Ezel said, that you're the mentor for life.
Yeah. And I didn't grow up hunting. So I started mentor hunting through the Wisconsin DNR, and I was the only girl, and I was surrounded by men and boys most of the time too. So it's very near and dear to me now that I can give back as a mentor, especially to these women who didn't have these opportunities before.
And Joe Clayfish, I know you take everybody out as well. Do you have the same reactions as they do?
I have more, you know, I came into hunting late in life as well. I was 38 years old. I had experience in the media. You know, I had a local show called Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. And I started that out as a fishing show. That was strictly fishing. And it took somebody to tell me, why don't you come hunting with me? Because I didn't know how to go hunting. I didn't understand all the regulations. I didn't understand what did I have to get my hunter's safety. Turned out I was old enough to not have to need it. Now, I have since gotten my hunter's safety, and both of my girls, both my daughters, have earned their hunter's safety, which I'm very proud of. And I think it's very valuable in the state of Wisconsin to get your hunter's safety, because you're going to learn things in that class that are going to be applicable. And at the end of the day, when you are handling a firearm, you have to understand the importance mm-hmm. of the safety aspect of it. There's no question that there is no easier way to ruin a good experience than when the gun goes off unexpectedly or injures or kills somebody. And
absolutely.
I can't, people say, oh yeah, okay, yeah, we get it. Gun safety. Well,
it's a thing.
It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I know people who've lost their foot over it. I know people who have, who know others who have lost their lives over it. And it's very important that we do stress that. I think that's something else the First Hunt Foundation does. And I think that's something important, you know, raised in Wisco, which has been on the air now for more than a year and a half, which is extremely exciting. And now we've found our, I like to call it our forever home here at Civic Media. We've got our forever home here at Civic Media, and we're on 13 stations throughout the state. You can hear Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman on the weekends at 11 o'clock. And we love our listenership growing the way it is. And the First Hunt Foundation folks who are here, Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar, are talking about what it takes to make sure people who are getting out there the first time are not only cognizant of safety, but they're going to have an experience that's going to want them to come back. What percentage, Alex, of the folks who hunt with First Hunt would you say end up becoming long-term or lifetime hunters?
Off the top of my head, I'm going to tell you it's probably definitely over 95%.
Well, oh my gosh. I definitely believe that.
So 95 out of 100 people who try it the first time are hooked.
Yeah.
So I have a question for both of you. When women come out there, or men, anybody, what is the top two common questions that they have for you guys? What is their most thing that they're terrified about?
How do they identify what they're holding, and how do they know if it's safe?
What is your answer?
I tell them. So I'm not a very serious person, but when it comes to guns and gun safety, I will yell at you kindly.
And if all
you
caps.
Put your, you know, tab K.
I don't yell I so kindly. I don't yell so kindly.
Because life is serious. And like I say, it's the cheesiest thing I say, but we live to hunt another day. So I always drill, and even Megan does too, tab K. Like, you guys were our friends.
So talk about what tab K is, because if you're listening out there and you've never heard of the term tab K, it's something that's very important.
It's going to stick
as anyone who's going to hold a firearm at any point in their life.
Right. So tab K is, you are the safety of that firearm. So tab K is, T is treat every firearm as if it is loaded. A is always point that muzzle in a safe direction. B is be certain of your target and what's beyond. And K is keep that finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. And they'll ask you in hunter safety, does every gun have a safety? No. And even if it does have a safety, it's a mechanism. It's a machine.
It's a mechanism that can fail.
Oh, yeah, mechanical device that can fail.
I tell everyone, you are the safety. If you follow tab K, if you're overly cautious, if you're safe, you are going to represent hunters in a good light, and you're going to keep the ones around you alive and yourself alive.
That is such great words to live by, and I mean, those are words that will help you live. Make sure, folks, to subscribe to the Civic Media Weekly Digest to keep up with local Wisconsin news and all of our fantastic shows in the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us/email. And you're never going to miss a beat. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Across from me is Danielle Fairman. We're talking to the folks from the First Hunt Foundation. And I can't wait to talk to them about where they've gone, what their first hunt meant to them, and how they have gone from first hunters to world hunters to world-class hunters. And you can do it, too. And you're going to learn how listening to Raised in Wisco. Friends, sitting here drinking beer.
Talking guys, sitting here, drinking beer, talking guys. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. In kitchens, bathrooms, or backsplashes, you can count on the durability and easy maintenance of tile. From classic design to contemporary chic, with over 350 tiles to choose from. Check out all our tile options at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast.
You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Who are you again over there?
Hi, I'm Danielle Fairman.
Danielle Fairman and I have been doing Raised in Wisco for, geez, more than a year and a half now. Jeez. And we love our home here on Civic Media. You can hear us, Raised in Wisco, on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, weekends at 11 o'clock. It's an awesome home. It's our forever home. And we love talking to you about the things that make Wisconsin great. What better? I mean, when I had the chance to come on the radio again to renew my radio career, I've been on Civic Media stations before, starting when I was 15 years old. I got to board up at WAUK, a current Civic Media station. Then I had a political show with a state representative, Joe Castas Amaripa. And when I had the chance to do a show about why Wisconsin is great and being raised here in Wisconsin, I thought, could there really be a more enjoyable, fun topic to talk about? And the fact that you're listening makes me so darn happy. And we want you to get the answers that you need about what it takes to get outside and enjoy Wisconsin's great outdoors. Danielle Fairman and I have been together for more than a decade, hunting, fishing this great state, cooking in this great state, working on TV shows. And now we have, we're teamed up on this radio station, which is just, it couldn't be more fantastic. And we've got the First Hunt Foundation with us today, Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar, and they've been talking with us about what it takes to get that first hunt under your belt. We learned that the First Hunt Foundation is open to anybody who wants to have that first hunt, that first experience. You learn the safety aspects of it. You learn the tactics, the strategies of hunting. Megan, you know, I'm curious, with the two of you, Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar are now captains, essentially driving the ship of the First Hunt Foundation in Wisconsin. It's now your job to draw people into hunting. Megan, what got you into hunting the first time? How did you do it? And where has that taken you?
Well, I did start hunting, deer hunting originally, and that's all I did was whitetail. But what?
How
really,
old were you?
22.
Okay, so you weren't out there at 14 or 15.
Gosh, no. I had never even touched a firearm.
You didn't have somebody helping you at the very beginning.
But what really got me into it is I bought a dog, and it was a field trial dog, and she needed a job. So I learned how to wing shoot, and I started pheasant hunting, and I started duck hunting, and then I started tournament hunting, and it was all over at that point.
So when you see folks, do you know, when you bring folks in to the First Hunt Foundation and you see them have that first hunt, and you guys actually said 90% or greater of those hunters end up becoming, you know, long-term hunters or life hunters. What has it meant for you? What are some of the experiences you've had in your life?
For me?
Yeah.
Of my first
hunt?
Well,
I'm looking right at you.
I don't know. I mean, it's just great being outside and, like, seeing everything. I mean,
you went on one of my hunts that are my bucket list hunts.
Oh, your axis deer?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you get
in it? I did.
Let's hear about it.
I did. So I had to go down to Austin for work 3 weeks ago, and a friend of mine is getting deployed, and he had access to some ranches. So
he had access to access?
Access to access and some other things. We got a mouflon and an audad and a bunch of pigs. But probably one of the best weeks of hunting I've ever had. We literally got up in the tree within 30 seconds, sat down, and the pigs were already at the feeder.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Like, we couldn't even sit fast enough. But the next day we did, we had an access deer that we were looking for, and we really didn't have the time for the weekend to sit over bait. So we decided to do a lot of spot and stock. And so on the 2,000 acres that we had access to, we basically belly crawled around in the Texas heat. It was 100 degrees outside.
Nope.
And yeah, all of a sudden I come around a corner and it just looked me right in the eye 40 yards away. I knelt down, took the shot, and yeah.
Axis deer are just beautiful.
And I ate some of it the other day.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
How did you prepare it? That's so really my question.
That is a good question.
I took some of the loin, marinated it, and then we just pan seared it, medium rare. And we had some roasted carrots with it and a chimichurri. I thought it was going to taste like venison. Doesn't even taste like venison.
No.
No. It, well,
God, no. It doesn't have that like iron gaminess that the whitetail does.
Yeah.
It was a lot sweeter.
I'm eating whitetails from my backyard that are eating soybeans and corn off the farm fields the whole time. And I struggle now to tell the difference between that and a Wagyu steak. I really do. I'm telling you, I throw them in the sous vide now, and that is just, and that just kind of softens the enzymes in there. It's incredible. Alex, you don't sit still either. I mean, you're running the First Hunt Foundation for Wisconsin, and the First Hunt Foundation's goal is to get new hunters into the sport. There are a lot of women in the growing hunting industry, you know, and here on Raised in Wisco, that's what we like to talk about, is folks getting into the outdoors, enjoying the outdoors of Wisconsin. That's what Raised in Wisco is about. But that hasn't stopped you. I mean, you are part of the first hunts, but now you're a traveling woman. You're hunting turkeys in Wisconsin, turkeys in other states, and I understand you headed somewhere else to hunt a turkey this year.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a turkey fiend. I love me some turkey hunting. So
me too.
Me and Cara, actually, Cara Woodrow, Cara McChad of Woodrow Gun Dogs.
Yep. Cara Michaud's been a guest on the show before.
Yeah. So we did a turkey tour 24, and we went to South Dakota to get us a beautiful Merriam's, and we were so fortunate. I'll say that we weren't lucky, we were fortunate. We worked for those turkeys because they are smart, so smart, and they're so tall. And it's so interesting to hunt in different states for the same game that you have in your own state.
Yeah, it really
is. It's so interesting.
Especially because the turkey hunting in Wisconsin is top-notch. It just does not get better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the weather that we had last winter really changed it up. It was a little more difficult in Wisconsin to hunt turkeys than it was in South Dakota. But we both got on some beautiful. I got a beautiful Merriam's. Carl got a beautiful hybrid, just gorgeous. I'm getting a rug made out of my...
A rug?
Yeah,
oh,
turkey
my
rug.
Gosh,
I had
beautiful.
To. He's so blonde.
Rug.
He's so beautiful.
That's cool.
It was awesome.
Love it.
But the pictures that you guys have
from Wildly
Creative, I believe that was a photographer.
Yes.
Those pictures are gorgeous.
Oh, that turkey hunt in Wisconsin left me heartbroken. That was a bad day for me.
And that is why we keep coming back for more. And that's why it's called hunting and not grocery shopping. Folks, remember, the First Hunt Foundation, Alex Ezell and Megan Salazar, they have their event coming up at Milford Hills on August 25th, a sporting clays shoot with a lunch. It's a perfect way to ease
Absolutely.
Into the shooting sports. Make sure to check out our podcast, and you'll have the details of how you can be involved in the First Hunt Foundation's sporting clays and lunch. This is so great. I love the show. Danielle Fairman sitting across from me. I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco, and this is where you're going to find what to do outside in Wisconsin, the state that we love and we can't get enough of.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Scream! for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.